The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Haboyim, today we're going to be learning Siman Nun Hey. The Kitzer calls Din Kedima Bibrachos, the halachas of precedence in brachos. When a person has different foods in front of him, which one does he make the bracha on first? What are the different criteria that we look at to decide which food he makes the bracha on first? Let's see halacha aleph. Mi sheyesh lefanav mini peros harbe. Someone has in front of him different types of fruits. And he wants to eat from all the fruits. He has a variety of fruits in front of him. If the brachos are equal, he has two fruits that have the same bracha. Let's say, for example, he has a date and an apple. They're both the bracha of ha'etz. Yivarech al zeh shehu chaviv lo v'chavitz bo yoser. He should make a bracha on the fruit which is more dear to him, and the one that he wants to eat more. Whichever one he would prefer to eat first, that's the one that he makes the bracha on. V'im shnehem shavin lo b'chavivus. If both fruits are equal in how dear they are to him and how much he would want to eat them, he wants to eat them equally. Azai im yesh b'nehem mimin shiva. Then, if one of these fruits is from the seven foods that Eretz Yisrael was praised with, Yivarech al zeh, he should make a bracha on that fruit. The pasuk says Eretz Yisrael was blessed with wheat and barley, Gefen, which is grapes, Teina, which is figs, Rimon, which is pomegranates, Zeh Shemen, which is olives, and Devash, which is honey from dates. So let's say that example, you have dates and apples. So if they're both equally chaviv to him, if he likes them both equally, he would make the bracha on the dates. Afal pi she'eno ela chatzi pri. Even though that fruit from the Shivas Haminim, from the fruits that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, is only half of a fruit. Vasha'ar hemishleimim, and the other fruits are whole, they're complete. So let's say you had half of a date and a whole apple. Still, you make the bracha on the half a date. If they're both equally dear to him, he would make a bracha on the Shivas Haminim first, the one which is from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael first, even though it's only half of a fruit and the other fruit is whole. The Kitzur continues, V'im ein b'nehem mimin shiva. If neither one of the fruits is from the Shivas Haminim, the fruits that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Let's say, for example, he had an apple and an orange. And echad shalim ve'echad eino shalim. If one of the fruits is whole, and the other fruit is not whole, it's cut up. Shalim adif. The fruit which is complete, which is whole, has precedence. So according to the Kitzur, we have the order of Kedima, an order of precedence. The first thing to look at is which fruit is chaviv, which one is more dear to him, that he would prefer to eat first. If they're both equally chaviv, equally dear, he looks at if one of the fruits is from the Shivas Haminim, from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. If neither one is from the Shivas Haminim, and they're both equally chaviv, they're both equally dear, he would make a bracha if one of them is whole, and the other one is not whole. He'd make a bracha on the one which is shalom, the one which is whole. The Kitzur continues, V'chein im ein v'chaseim shavos. In a similar fashion, if the brachos are not equal, they're not the same bracha on both fruits, or a fruit and a vegetable. The Kitzur explains, Ela she'echad b'chaso bori pri ha'etz. But one of the fruits has the bracha of bori pri ha'etz. Ve'echad b'chaso bori pri adama. One of them has the bracha of bori pri adama. Shitzach levarich al shneim, that he would have to make the bracha on both. Let's say he had a fruit and a vegetable. Im ha'echad chaviv alav yivarach tchila al ha'chaviv. If one of the foods is more dear to him, he would make a bracha first on the food which is more dear. So let's say he had an apple and a tomato, and this person likes tomatoes, he prefers tomatoes over apples. He would make a bracha on the tomato, even though it's ha'adama, before he makes a bracha on the apple. V'im shneihem shavim lo, if both of the foods are equal to him, he likes them both equally, yivarach tchila al zeh shehu mimin shiva, he should make a bracha on the food which is from the shivas haminim, which is from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Afilu hu chetzi, even if it's half of a fruit. So let's say, for example, he had tomatoes and dates, even though he had half of a date, because the date is from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, that would have kedima, that would have precedence over the tomato, assuming that they're both equally chaviv, that he likes them both equally. The kitzur continues, v'im ein beinehem mimin shiva, if he doesn't have from the shivas haminim, he's eating a fruit and a vegetable. Let's say, for example, he's eating an apple and a tomato. So neither one is from the shivas haminim. Sholem adif, whichever one is whole would have precedence. So therefore, if the tomato was cut up and the apple was whole, he'd make a bracha on the apple. If the apple was cut up and the tomato was whole, he'd make a bracha on the tomato, even though it's ha'adama. The kitzur adds, v'im shnehem shleimim o shnehem chaserim. If both of them are whole, or both of them are cut up, they're both missing some part of it. Yakdim bori pri ha'etz l'bori pri ha'adama. He should give precedence to the ha'etz over the ha'adama. So what the kitzur is saying is like this. The order of kedima is, the order of precedence is, first he looks at which one is chaviv, which fruit is more dear. That would apply both if the fruits are fruits that are ha'etz, or if one is ha'etz and one is ha'adama. In either case, he first looks at which one is chaviv, which one is more dear. If they're both equally dear, he would see if one of them is from the shivas haminim, if one of the fruits is from the types of fruit Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. If neither one is from the shivas haminim, if neither one is from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, he would make a bracha on the shalem. If one of them is whole, he makes a bracha on the whole one before he makes a bracha on the cut-up one. In the case of two fruits, or a fruit and a vegetable, which is ha'etz and ha'adama, if all things are equal, they're both equally dear to him, neither one is shivas haminim, and they're both cut up, or they're both whole, only in that case would he give a precedence to ha'etz over ha'adama. That's the halacha that the kitzur says over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a different opinion. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an opinion that we do not necessarily look at chaviv, which one is more dear, as the overriding factor. According to the Mishnah Berurah's opinion, you would first look at which one is from the shivas haminim. If one of the fruits is from the types of food Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, if they're both not from shivas haminim, if neither one is from the shivas haminim, you'd look at if one of them is shalim. If one of them is cut up and one of them is whole, you make a bracha on the one which is whole first. If they're both cut up or they're both whole, then you'd make a bracha on the chaviv, the one which is more dear. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the biggest, most important criteria is one of them from the shivas haminim. Next importance is if one of them is whole and the other one is cut up. And only last of the three criteria would look at which one is chaviv, which one is more dear. So that's a machlokas, that's a difference of opinion here. Let me point out one application of this machlokas, this difference of opinion. If you go with the Mishnah Berurah, if you follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, if a person has two fruits, one of them is from the shivas haminim, from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was praised with, and one of them is not, you make a bracha on the fruit from the shivas haminim first. So let's say the night of Rosh Hashanah, a person has fruits that he uses for the simanim, for the different brachos and the tefillos that we daven, that we should get a new year on Rosh Hashanah. So we have an apple dipped in honey. We also have other simanim, the other fruits that we eat on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Some of them are from the Shivas Haminim. Some of them are from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. You can have dates, pomegranates, fruits that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. So, what should a person do? Should he make a bracha on the dates, the pomegranates first? Or should he make a bracha on the apple dipped in honey first? According to the Kitzur, according to the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here, a person should make the bracha on whichever one he wants to eat first. So if he really wants to eat the apple dipped in honey, according to the Kitzur, he'd be able to eat the apple with honey first. According to the Mishnah Berurah, really, he should make a bracha on the Shivas Haminim first. He should make a bracha on one of the fruits that are from the types of fruit Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, whether it's dates or pomegranates. He should make a bracha on that before he makes a bracha on the apple dipped in honey. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted as talking about this issue, and he says if a person really wants to make a bracha on the apple dipped in honey first, what he should do is take the dates and pomegranates off the table. He should make sure they're not on the table when he eats, when he's ready to eat the apple dipped in honey. If they're not on the table, then he doesn't have to make a bracha on them. He can make the bracha on the apple dipped in honey, and then later he could bring to the table the dates of the pomegranates. But technically, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if he had the dates, the pomegranates on the table with the apple, he would have to make a bracha on the dates of the pomegranates before the apple, because they are from the Shivas Haminim, they're from the fruit Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Let's see now Halacha Beis. Im kulan hein mimin shiva. Let's say all the fruits in front of him are from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was praised with. V'shavim lo b'chavivas. And they're equal to him in how dear they are. You have two fruits that are both from Shivas Haminim. They're both from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael that it was blessed with. And they're both equally dear. He has to give preference to the one which comes earlier in the pasuk. The pasuk says it's a land of chitas or wheat and barley. It's a land of gefen, of grapes. Te'ena, which is figs, berimen is pomegranate. Then it says zeis shemen of olives, udvash and honey. So the Kitzur explains, how do we decide which one has precedence within the pasuk? The Eretz Basra Shneber Pasuk Hifzik is a Seder. The last Eretz that was said in the pasuk interrupts the order. What that means is that the pasuk says Eretz Chitos Ora, a land of wheat and barley, the Gefen, grapes. Grapes are the third from the word Eretz. Then at the end of the pasuk it says Zeis Shemen U'Devash. It says Eretz, a land of Zeis Shemen U'Devash, a land of olives and honey from dates. So therefore the olives and dates are the first and second after the word Eretz, after the word Eretz at the end of the pasuk. Therefore they would have preference to the fruits at the beginning of the pasuk, gefen, which is grapes, which is the third from the word eretz, te'ena, which is figs, is fourth, and rimen pomegranates is fifth from the word eretz. So the Kitzur concludes, nimsa lefizeh, it comes out because we look at how close the word eretz is to that food, ki tumarim kodim la'anavim, that dates have precedence before grapes. Lefisha tamarim heim sheni le'eretz basra, because dates are the second food after the eretz basra, the last word eretz. It says eretz zeis shemen u'devash, and the dates are the second food after the last word eretz in the pasuk. Va'anavim hu shlishi le'eretz kama, and grapes are the third food relative to the first Eretz. It says Eretz, a land of chita uzora v'gefen, wheat, barley, and grapes. So the grapes are the third relative to the first Eretz. So therefore, it would come out from this order of precedence. It says Eretz zeis shemen u'devash, a land of olives and honey from dates. Olives would be the number one within the Shivas Haminim, within these fruits. Olives would be the first. Then would be devash, which is dates. And then would come grapes, which is the third from the first word Eretz. It says Eretz, a land of chitos, ora, wheat and barley, and then gefen. So grapes would be the third. Te'eno, which is figs, would be the fourth. And rimon, pomegranates, would be the fifth. So the kitzer continues. V'davka anavim, it's only grapes that would not have kedima, they wouldn't have precedence to dates, olives or dates. When you're considering between grapes and olives or dates, the olives and dates would have kedima, they would have precedence. Aval yayin, however, with wine, kevin shu davar chashuv, since it's something which is important, it's a distinguished food, for kavalo bracha la'atzma, to give it its own bracha, wine is not a ha'is like any fruit, it gets its own bracha of hagafen, who kodim l'chalaperos, that has precedence to any of the fruits. So if a person had wine, and he had olives or dates, he would still make a bracha on the wine before any of these fruits, even olives or dates. So the order of kedima would be, the order of precedence would be first on wine, and then, as we mentioned, olives and dates, and then grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Let's see halacha gimel. Hadiyesh ma'ala l'min shiva, that which there is a advantage to a fruit that's from the shivas haminim, from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, davka kishenigmara ha'pri, that's specifically when the fruit was fully grown. Av pri shelo nigmara, however, a fruit which is not fully grown, it's unripe, in lo ma'ala, it doesn't have any advantage over other fruits. The pasuk is not praising a fruit if that fruit is not fully edible. A fruit which is not fully edible is not what the pasuk is referring to. Such a fruit is not, so to speak, praiseworthy, and therefore that fruit would not have kedima, it wouldn't have precedence. And if you look at what we saw in Siman Nun Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, a fruit that was not fully ripened, even if he fried it in honey or cooked it with sugar or something that would sweeten it, the bracha would be shakol. The kitzur said an esrog would be different, an esrog would be ha'etz, but other fruits that are not ripe would be shakol. And therefore, if you'd have some other food which is ha'etz or ha'adama, that would have kedima, that would have precedence to the unripe fruit. As we'll see in the next halacha, ha'etz or ha'adama has kedima, has precedence to shakol. The kitza continues, v'chenim achalo shelo kederach hana'aso. In a similar fashion, if he ate the food in the abnormal fashion, in a way it's not normally eaten, k'gon ha'koseh schita, like someone who eats raw wheat. The word koseh refers to someone who eats the food in an unnormal fashion, in a way which is not normally eaten. So if someone would eat raw wheat, it's called koseh schita. He's eating wheat in the abnormal fashion. So the kitzur is saying, k'gon ha'koseh schita ein lo kedima. Someone who eats raw wheat, that does not have precedence. If someone was eating raw wheat, that would not have precedence to other foods. And therefore, it would be like the wheat is like any other food which is not from the Shivas Haminim, not from the food the Eretz Yisrael was praised with. The kedima, the advantage to the fruits Eretz Yisrael was praised with, was only when they're fully ripe and they're eaten in the way which they're normally eaten. Let's see Halacha Dalet. Im yesh lefanav dava shebrachasa obor piya eitz. If a person has in front of him a food that the bracha is bari priya eitz, o bari priya adama, or the bracha is bari priya adama, v'gam davar shebrechasa shehakol, and also a food that the bracha is shehakol, v'rotze le'achol mishnehem, he wants to eat from both. Let's say he has an apple or a tomato, and he also has meat or fish, So the Kitzur says, Birkas Bori Priya Eitz, or Birkas Bori Priya Ha'adama Kodmos, Shein Chashuvos. The bracha of Ha'eitz, or Ha'adama, has precedence, because they are important. They are considered to be more important bracha. So the apple or the tomato would have kedim, would have precedence to the shahakol, and let's see, the meat or the fish. And the Kitzur explains why is that. Lepi shehen mivuraros yosir, because they're more specific. They're more specific bracha. Shinan potros ela min echad. They only exempt one type of food. Ha'etz or ha'adama is specifically for fruits that grow from the ground or grow from a tree. There are more specific brachos. The shehakol hi bracha kolelas harbe. The bracha shehakol is a bracha which is inclusive. It's a general bracha. Shehakol is really the bracha for anything that doesn't fit to other categories. If it's not from the types of grain, if things not made from the five types of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, and it's not fruits that grow from the ground, it's not fruits that grow from a tree. So shehakol will include all these other types of food. Because it's more like a general bracha, and ha'etz and ha'adama are specific to the way this food grew, therefore ha'etz or ha'adama have kedima, they have precedence to shehakol. The Kitzur continues, va'afilu imzeh shebechasa shehakol hu chavev lo yoser, even if the food that the bracha is shehakol is more dear to him, he prefers to eat that food. Let's say he has a ribeye steak, so he would prefer to eat the steak before he eats the fruit of the vegetable, the apple or the tomato. Mikol malkom tzorach lahakdin bori priha eitz or bori priha dama. Still, he has to give kedima, he has to give precedence to the ha'etz or the ha'dama, because ha'etz or ha'dama are a reference to how the fruit grew. It grew from a tree, it grew from the ground. Therefore, they have kedima shehakol, the bracha shehakol, which is more just like an inclusive bracha, that everything came from Hashem. It doesn't refer to specifically how the food grew. Let's see halacha hey. Birkas bori minei mizonos kodemes gam de birkas hayayin. The bracha of bori minei mizonos comes before the bracha on wine. Because in the pasuk it says eretz chita usa'ara, it's a land of wheat and barley, and then it mentions gefen, and then it mentions grapes. So because wheat and barley are mentioned first, and the five types of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, all those are included in wheat and barley. So therefore the bracha on the mizonos, a bracha on those five types of grain, would have kedima, would have precedence to the bracha on wine. And certainly the bracha of hamotzi would have precedence to the bracha of hagafen. Shaharei hi kodemes gam de birkas borim mine mizonos. Because the bracha of hamotzi even has precedence to the bracha of mizonos. Hamotzi is the bracha said on bread. Mizonos is the bracha said on wheat products that are not actually bread. Either they weren't made into bread, like an oatmeal, or it's Passover bekisnin, the type of bread eaten more like a snack, as we discussed earlier, that was in Siman Memches. So, even the bracha mizonos has kedima, has precedence to the bracha of hagafen. Certainly the bracha of hamotzi would have precedence before the bracha of hagafen. Because he's leading up to his application in terms of Shabbos. V'lochein b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Therefore, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, kishemikadish al hayayin, when a person makes kiddush on wine, tzorach l'chasos es hapas, he has to cover the bread. Shlo yireh boshto, he shouldn't literally see its embarrassment. Shemakdimen lo birkas hayayin, that we give precedence to the bracha of hagafen. What the Kitzur is saying is the following. When we talk about covering the challah, that so to speak, the challah shouldn't get embarrassed, it's a halachic concept. It's the idea that normally the bracha of hamotzi has kedima, has precedence to the bracha of hagafen. So in order to sort of address that why are we making kiddush on a hagafen before we make a hamotzi on the bread? So we cover the bread. Therefore, that removes the obligation that we should have to make the hamotzi on it first, because the bread is, so to speak, covered. Therefore, we have a right now to make a bracha on the hagafen and the bracha on the wine first. Then after we're done making the bracha of hagafen, then we can uncover the bread and make its proper bracha of hamotzi after we made the hagafen on the wine. The Kitzur concludes, V'chein b'shacharis shemekadish, in a similar fashion, in the morning of Shabbos, the person would make kiddush v'ochel achar kach minei mizonos, and after the kiddush, he eats different types of mizonos, types of grain products. That halacha is when a person makes kiddush, he has to have kiddush b'makom su'uda. He has to have the kiddush followed by some sort of a meal. A meal is defined by either bread, or you can have food that a person makes mizonos on, or you can have wine. So if Shabbos morning a person would make kiddush, and he has food of mizonos together with the kiddush, to be the kiddush b'makom su'uda, that should be the, so to speak, meal with his kiddush. Tzorch lechasosan b'shas ha-kiddush. He has to cover the mizonos at the time he makes kiddush, because the mizonos has kedima, has precedence to hagafen, and by the kiddush of Shabbos morning he makes the hagafen before the mizonos. Therefore, he would have to cover the mizonos, that it shouldn't have an issue of kedima. It shouldn't have an issue with the fact that he's making the hagafen before the mizonos. After he made the bracha of hagafen, now he can uncover the mizonos and eat it. So in summation, the order of kedima, the order of precedence, is that hamotzi is the first, the most important bracha. Hamotzi is considered to be the most significant bracha. After hamotzi is the bracha of mizonos. After mizonos is the bracha of hagafen. When it comes to ha'etz or ha'adama, the kitzur holds that there's three criteria. You look at which one is chaviv, which one is more dear. If they're both equally dear, you look at which one is from the Shivas Haminim, from the seven fruits Eretz Yisrael was praised with. If neither one is from Shivas Haminim, you look at which one is shalim, which one is whole. If you have none of those criteria, and one is ha'etz, one is ha'adama, the ha'etz comes before ha'adama. And then the last bracha is shehakol. Again, we mentioned in terms of ha'etz and ha'adama, Mishnah Berurah's opinion is first to look at if one of the fruits is from the Shivas Haminim, from the seven species Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, and then you look at if one of them is shalom, one of them is whole, and only then the third variable is which one is more chavim, which one is more dear. According to Mishnah Berurah, Shivas Haminim being from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, or being shalom, being whole, comes before chavim, comes before which one is more dear. And then shehakol, according to all opinions, would be the least importance in terms of the order of the brachos, and that's the simon of kedima, the order of precedence in brachos. If you look on the website of Kitzur 365, you'll see two articles on the discussion of kedima. There's one article about general halachos of kedima, order of precedence, and another article specifically about covering the chalas before kiddush, this discussion of kiddush and kedima in brachos.